The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
Now, that was organic. But no pesticides on that food. No chemicals. It was just pure food from the soil of the earth. Now, what is the real key? What is the real key? And some of you sit there and go, you know, what did I eat? What do I have on my shelf? Stop and read the label. And ask yourself, what is that? Now, you know, sometimes, you know, I ask my wife, why you always want to order a Sprite when you go out? You ain't never heard of Diet Coke. But you know what? Diet products are not good for your health. And if you said, I'm giving me a Big Mac and a Diet Coke because I want to lose some weight, No. Actually, the diet drink makes you gain weight because it sends a signal to your body saying, you need something else. Can you supersize that for me? And so my wife has taught me, you don't eat anything that's sugar-free. Don't eat anything that's diet anything, because it's not good for you. It's a technology food, and God did not design for technology to go inside of our digestive system, our gastrointestinal processes. He didn't design for technology to be all up in there. So what is the key? What is the key to unlock good health? The idea of weight. How many have been there other than me? I weigh myself every Monday. Sometimes I swear that scale is lying. So what is the key? What is the key to unlock the secret to good health? Your idea of weight. Longevity. How many want to live for a long time? What is the key to your vitality? The key is the Word of God. You got to get in the Word and see what God said about what you should and should not do. Is that right? Now, many of you might have the book that I purchased some years ago by Dr. Peter D. Adamo. You know, eating right for your types. And his advice is, you ought to eat a certain diet based on your blood type. Now see, my type is O. I'm O positive. And so I was happy to hear what he had to say. He said, you need to eat a lot of meat. You are a hunter-gatherer. You're a meat eater. And I went on that diet and I was just eating meat every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, meat, meat, meat. I lost 23 pounds in 1 month. And, you know, I thought I was doing something until I had my annual physical. And my physician, she said to me, she said, it may be working for your weight, but it's driving your cholesterol up. Wait a minute. So I'm missing something here. So Dr. Peter D'Annamo, he said, well, you need to eat meat if your blood type is O to achieve your ideal weight and health. Then he says, if your blood type is A, like my wife, then you need to eat a plant-based diet, like you need to eat more vegetables. And now that's true with my wife. She eats a lot of the vegetables. Then he says, if your blood type is B, then you need to eat more dairy. Hello, ice cream lovers. See, I know your blood type, you didn't even tell me. You like that ice cream, right? So you might have type B. Then he said, if your blood type is AB, then you need to merge the diet of the A type and the B type. That's not the best advice. The best advice is what God said. So there are many diets, many diets. How many ever been on a diet other than me? There are many diets, and they range from the Paleolithic diet, which is extreme meat eating, to the vegan diet, where you don't eat any meat or any animal products, not even eggs, cheese, or butter. And somebody's like, I have my butter. I got to butter my bread, right? Huh? So there's a wide range of diets. It seems like the longer you live, you hear about new diets coming out. But how many know that when people go on these diets, oftentimes it's just a fad? And then they get discouraged and they relapse. Huh? Then some people say, well, I'm just going to fast. But even fasting won't work for you to give you ideal health and ideal weight if you eat like you're crazy after you get off the fast. Now, my wife and I, we came out of a church where we fasted all the time. 7-day fast, 10-day fast. And I never understood that as much as we fast, we had one sister in the church who said she went on the fast, and she even said she'd be fasting on other days that the pastor didn't call her fast, but she kept gaining weight. Now, I don't believe she was lying. I believe she was fasting. But what she was doing, she was being a victim of that rebound effect. Huh? And you come off that fast, then you start eating enough to make up for all the meals you miss. And so the fasting didn't help you. And so I don't believe we should use fasting for anything other than for spiritual purposes. We don't use fasting to lose weight. Now, if you want to fast and lose weight, then don't call it the fast that the Lord has chosen, because he didn't choose that one. You chose that one. Amen? Well, what is the best diet for you? What is the best diet for you? I know how I eat. And I found my stride. I've eaten this way ever since. But what is the diet that best worked for you? The best diet, here's the best diet. The best diet is simply this, the one that works for you. It has to work for you. And how do you know it's working? Because you feel good. You're getting the results you believe God would have you to have. Is that right? You don't feel like you're giving up something and you're craving it the whole time while you're on the diet. You haven't reached your stride yet. You haven't found your sweet spot yet. So you're still struggling with this thing. And you know how many people struggle with these kind of questions? A lot. A lot of people struggle with, what should I be eating this? Is this good for me? And give me another piece. I know it ain't good for me, but it. How many little folk like that? Huh? I shouldn't be having this, but let me have another piece. That is called the human condition. And until we submit ourselves to the truth, we will continue to chase, as it were, the dog chasing his tail. Amen? Now, I want to close by giving you the balance on this thing. We are free in Christ, but what the Bible shows me is that we must balance our freedom with wisdom. Did you hear what I said? Now, just to remind you of a couple of things, let me give you just read off a few scriptures to remind you of how free you are in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse 4, said, but Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness unto everyone who believes. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Galatians chapter 5 tells us that we ought to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with that yoke of bondage. So because I'm free, does that mean I can eat anything I want to eat? Yes. But because I'm free, everything I eat may not be good for me. And that's where you need the wisdom of God. Let me show you a few things here. Turn to Leviticus chapter 11. I'm almost through. Leviticus chapter 11. Verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying unto them, speak to the children of Israel, saying, these are the animals which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Among the animals, whatever divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, and chewing the cud, that you may eat. It's a pretty simple criteria. Now, God gave man permission to eat meat after the flood. Now, under Moses, he gave them a law. Now, under these dietary and purity laws, God says, this is the only thing I want you to eat when it comes to meat. He says, you can eat all the animals as long as those animals have a divided hoof, a cloven foot, and they chew the cud. Some of you might be saying, what is chewing the cud? It's not chewing snuff. What is chewing the cud? Chewing the cud, the word cud simply means to scrape the throat. Now, for example, a cow chews the cud. A cow chews what's in its mouth, and then he or she partly swallows it, and he brings it back up and chew it some more. And you might say, why does that animal chew the cud? He is removing the uncleanness of what he may be eating. He is removing the impurities. So God says you can eat all the animals as long as the hoof is divided. In other words, parted like the fingers of my hand. And the foot is cloven. And they chew the cud. But he says stay away from the swine. Verse 7. Now don't get mad at me. I'm not through. And the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, yet does not chew the cud, it is unclean unto you. What is God telling Israel? He says, even though that pig, that hog, has a divided hoof and a cloven foot, it doesn't chew the cud. In other words, that hog will eat anything. And when that hog eat anything, and then you eat the hog, you have ate the same slop the hog ate. I'm not going to stay here. Now, y'all stay with me because I want you to enjoy your pork chops. Now, I'm not going to buy none, but if you offer me one, I'll eat it. God said, because the swine doesn't chew the cud. See, God is concerned about your health. He's concerned about what you put in your body. Then you go on in the same chapter, chapter 11 of Leviticus. God says, I don't want you eating anything out of the rivers or out of the sea unless it has fins and scales. Now you red lobsters lovers, you're mad at me, right? You want your shrimp and your lobster, your clams. But God says, don't eat those things. They're unclean. If it doesn't have fins and scales, God says, don't eat it. Now, here's a known fact. Lobster, shrimp, scallops, other shellfish like that, they raise your cholesterol levels very high. How many know what cholesterol does? It blocks your arteries. And how many know what happens when your arteries are blocked? You're subject to a heart attack or even stroke. Come on. Hypertension. And see, our problem began with eating. And our problem continues due to eating. Now, again, we're not under the law. How many said, thank God for Jesus? We're not under the law. But we must balance our freedom with wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. Now, I'm not going to turn to Isaiah 66, verse 17, but here God, he says to eat the flesh of pigs and the flesh of mice is abominable. To eat the flesh of a hog or even the flesh of a rat, it's abominable. There God sort of equates the pig or the hog with the rat. And when you really think about it, I'm only asking you to think. What does that pig look like? A big what? That's Isaiah 66, verse 17. Now, some of you mad at me. I know you're mad at me. I don't mess your lunch up. Your dinner gone. What can I eat? How many ready for the good news? And that's what I love about being a believer. That's what I love about following Jesus. It's not about bad news. It's not about you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other. You can do whatever you want, but you need the wisdom of God if you want to please God. Now, closing with 1 Timothy chapter 4. You are what you eat, beloved. Now, next week I'm going to deal with it spiritually. This is all on the physical side today. Now, look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Now, there were some false teachers in Paul's day that were going around teaching believers that they should be celibate. Never get married. Be celibate. They were also, the false teachers were also teaching, you should never eat meat. You should never eat meat. Now, let's see what God says through Paul. Forbidding to marry and commanded to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. This is my task standing before you today. It's for you to know the truth. To know that when God created man to be a vegetarian. To know that after God brought judgment on a sinful world through a flood, and those he saved when he brought them out of the ark, he said to them, now I'm giving you permission to eat meat. Then under the law of Moses, there were certain meats that God spoke to Moses and Aaron saying, tell the children of Israel to stay away from those things because they're abomination to me. But you got to know the truth. And if you're living in the Old Testament, you don't have the truth. You have a part of a truth. You have a truth that's been concealed, but you need the truth and the revelation that's being revealed. Verse 4, for every creature, some creatures, beef, lamb, pork, come on. Y'all know y'all eat pork. Some of y'all had bacon before you came here today. And none of you shouted amen. For every creature of God is good. Why is every creature of God good? Because God made it. Huh? And nothing is to be refused. You don't have to refuse your bacon. You don't have to refuse your pork chops. Thank God you don't have to refuse those baby backs. And nothing is to be refused if it is received. Notice it. It's conditional. If it is received with thanksgiving, you ought to be around the table to hear my grandchildren bless the food. Come on. They know how to give thanks for their food. Come on. And sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Is that right? And how many of you have eaten things and you didn't pray over it? Now, we had an elder in our church. She was so serious about this thing. She would even pray, Lord, cast the calories out of this cake. But see, we don't eat with Thanksgiving. I don't put a morsel of food in my mouth without giving thanks. Father, thank you for this food. Bless it. Cleanse it. Why am I asking me to cleanse it? Because I don't know what's really in it. Cleanse it and sanctify it for the nourishment of my physical body. Why? I want to live and not die so that I can do and declare the works of the Lord. But if it's received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. This is how powerful prayer is, how powerful your position is in Christ. Not only has Christ set you free, he's given you power. He's given you power and permission. Permission to eat whatever you want and power to sanctify it. Because every creature of God that he made is good. Nothing to be refused. Now, I'm going to keep it on 100 now. There's a lot of stuff I refuse. When my mother would cook possum growing up, I would not eat it. I said, it looked like a dog in the pan. I would not eat it. Huh? I would not eat rabbit growing up. I was scared to eat venison growing up. I would not eat it. I refused it. But you know what? Had I knew the truth that every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. That's God's commitment to you. He said, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, not calories, but devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing. How many times you have drank something deadly and didn't know it? He said it won't harm you. That's because you're in Christ. And we have power. To as many as believed in him, to them he's called to be sons of God. We have that power and that authority in him, and it ought to be working inside of us. Even when sickness come against us, we ought to recover sooner than those that don't know him, that those that don't know the word, that those that don't know how to stand on the word. We ought to be the ones that say we have victory over sickness. He never said sickness wouldn't come, but he says, I provided for you when sickness come. He says, I was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. And the chastisement of your peace is upon me. And by my stripes, and he took 39 stripes. He bore 39 wounds in his own body for the healing of the nations. Now I believe we ought to work with God, not work against God. And we need to find out what really works for us when it comes to food. Don't let nobody put you in bondage and telling you, you shouldn't be eating this, you shouldn't be eating that. If they didn't buy it, they shouldn't have nothing to say. You eat what you want to eat, but you need to know the truth. And you need to balance the truth and the freedom you have with wisdom. Come on. Some of you wonder why you always have a headache. Cut back on the pork. Like my dad used to say, push away from the table. And so oftentimes the food we eat is the stuff that's making us sick. It's making our children have what they say are behavior problems. And then what the school system want to do, they want to pump drugs in our children to make them like little zombies in class. I believe that's more for the teacher than the child. Because the teachers don't want to do the work. Huh? Don't let nobody tell you your child got attention deficit disorder. You begin to ask yourself and examine, what have I been feeding this child? Huh? That child probably don't need no drugs. They just need a better diet. Now, I'm trying to quit, but you know, this is difficult. It's difficult because it costs money to eat right. It's cheaper to eat poorly. In many neighborhoods, there is no supermarket. And so what do people do? They go to the convenience store. They go to the gas station. And what's in there? Nothing but technology foods. Bad stuff. And then we feed that stuff to ourselves and our families. But we got to trust God. This is why tithing is so important. Because God wants to bless you, not in part, but in whole. And to eat fruits and vegetables, which I do eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, it is expensive. It's expensive. But it's healthy. And so you got to find out where you are. Because the word says, every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused. But it has to be received with thanksgiving. There has to be an attitude of gratitude if you want it to work right in you. You don't want to make yourself sick. You have to speak the word of God, not only over what you eat, but you got to speak the word of God over your own life. Amen. And you got to confess that you are healed and delivered and set free. Come on. You got to confess that I am prospering in my soul and in my health. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I'm telling, we can have that prosperity because we're free. But we can't be free without wisdom. Can't be free without responsibility. You can't be free without really knowing the truth. Jesus said to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. All things are lawful. All things are permissible. But all things are not helpful. They're not expedient. But you're not to be brought under the law or the bondage of anything. You don't want to be enslaved. You want to be free. Glory to God.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road, Agape Word Fellowship.
I'm Jackie Diaz, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Hear a life-changing message of God's unconditional love and acceptance that will strengthen and bless you. Agape Word Fellowship is located at 1430 South New Hope Road in Raleigh. Children and youth ministries are available. Casual dress is always welcome. Agape Word Fellowship is the home of word power. Hola, soy Jackie Diaz, invitándolos a adorar a nuestro Señor los domingos a las 10 de la mañana. Escucha un mensaje de amor incondicional y aceptación y bendición y fortaleza. Los ministerios de niños y jóvenes están disponibles. Vestido casual es bienvenido. Agape Word Fellowship es la casa del poder de la palabra.